Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. Maxine Smith has spent her life working for racial equality and excellence in education. Born in Memphis in 1929, Maxine Smith earned a master's degree and spent years as a professor of French at Prairie View College, Florida A&M University, and Lemoyne-Owen College. Education remained Smith's passion throughout her career. She served on the State Board of Regents for 12 years, followed by 12 years on the Memphis Board of Education. Smith also served for many years as executive secretary of the Memphis branch of the NAACP, which she joined in 1957. At that time, Memphis State University was a white-only school. Smith and her friend Lori Sugarman applied to the university as a challenge to that policy. The university denied the women, though both were unquestionably well qualified. Smith immediately started working for the NAACP. In the early 1960s, she helped to desegregate Memphis City schools and organize an 18-month boycott of downtown stores. She supported a sanitation workers' strike in 1967 and led a series of Black Monday demonstrations against the Memphis Board of Education in 1969. Maxine Smith features prominently in a new temporary exhibit at the Pink Palace called Women of Strength, Women of Color. The exhibit includes a number of artifacts that tell Maxine Smith's story, as well as that of many other African-American women. To learn more about all of our region's rich history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook, or at memphismuseums.org.